Today, we are talking about an important topic that many of us know all too well. It might, of course, also be that it has nothing to do with you. So maybe just listen and feel into it. And if something resonates with you, I will share a little idea of what you can do towards the end. Okay, so for most of us horse lovers, it is so that we hope that our horse wants to spend time with us because it wants to, because it enjoys what we are doing together. But what if our horse doesn't want to be with us? When we notice signs of discomfort, appeasement behaviors, or that our horse runs away from us when we approach it, this can be painful, as it feels like that although we are doing everything we can to make our horse happy, it doesn't seem to be interested in the relationship or adventures in the same way we are. How can we solve that? What can we do that our horse is interested in spending time with us, that it enjoys our company over that of their horse friends? We can become independent. Independent? That means to convince our horse that it is a wonderful time when we are together, that it becomes interested in us again, that it seeks our company. We need a good inner state of being and a good energy around us, a state of fulfillment and purpose. So let's take a closer look at this important topic. Independence is very important, be it with horses or with other people. Because when we are emotionally independent from what the other person, or in that case our horse, does, then we are in a state that is much more attractive and interesting for others, human and non-human. Let's first talk a bit about what it means when we are emotionally dependent. That means we are looking for something in the other being, in that case our horse, that we can't or don't get in any other way. It is the same as in a human relationship where one partner doesn't show the other one, let's say, enough affection, but the other one can only be happy when their partner shows him affection every day. And when it doesn't happen, he or she starts to cling and tries everything he or she can do to get more attention and affection. We also tend to do this with our horse, often subconsciously. And then, of course, our horse will react to this emotional imbalance in us. And the way it could react could be, for example, by withdrawal, or sometimes even by getting pushy and aggressive. Especially when a horse is pushy, that can be a sign that there is something that you really, really want or need from your horse, but that your horse is not willing to give. Horses are energy savers, and when they meet someone who is in need and is looking for more energy in one way or the other, then they don't expect to gain something from that relationship, or even more, they fear to lose something. So they will try everything to conserve their own energy as best as they can with the tools they have. And when you see your horse and you come with a certain need, may it be companionship, adventure, or love, you have a void, so to say, that you would like to fill through being with your horse. And when it doesn't do this, you notice that you feel worse than before. As an example, if you're in your horse's paddock and you would like to get its attention and it doesn't react to you, you might come closer, you may call its name, or you start clacking your tongue, or what you usually do to get your horse's attention. This is, of course, not physical pressure, but still expression of an emotional need, so maybe energetic pressure. And this is what your horse notices and that it will react to. You also set yourself under pressure, because what you want from your horse is something that you need. Maybe you even have the horse in your life for this particular reason, and you might feel sad if you don't get it from your horse. And if we're emotionally dependent, that means something is missing, something that we can't find somewhere else. The question is, what are you looking for in the relationship with your horse that you don't give yourself, that you can't seem to find anywhere else? Maybe affection, closeness, adventure, or love. And maybe this is something that you also don't give yourself enough of. Not enough affection, not enough attention, and not enough love. So you might be looking for this in your horse. If something about this resonates with you, then it might be a good idea to take a pen and a piece of paper now and to start writing down everything that you wish for, that you want to get or experience in the relationship with your horse. And then ask yourself, how do you feel when you're by yourself? What are you missing the most? And once you're done, and really give this enough time, ask yourself if this is something you're currently giving yourself enough of. When you answer, for example, you search for the feeling of freedom or connection, then ask yourself, how else can I create this feeling in me? How can I make this experience myself without involving others? And how and in which way can I connect with myself? Where am I maybe disconnected from myself? And now, even more importantly, how can I start to reconnect to myself? Or how can I become free within myself? Because if you're dependent on getting this feeling from outside of yourself, then you're much more likely to be unhappy because you cannot create the feeling you want to experience by yourself. You'll always be dependent on others to create this feeling in you. And the happier and fuller of life you are, the more interesting you will become for others and, of course, for your horse. With this little exercise, the outside is your information tool to understand which theme is currently happening in your life and which values are the most important one for you. And you can allow yourself to take a look at it. And of course, only becoming aware of it will not yet change everything overnight. But it helps to notice it and to react to and work with it. There are many possibilities of what you can do when you get into this kind of situation over and over. For example, when you notice you want your horse to give you attention and you just can't let go of that desire, although your horse doesn't show interest in being with you at that moment. Then the most important thing is not to judge yourself or your horse for it or taking it personally and becoming sad. You can then instead celebrate yourself for noticing and then think about what the reason behind this emotion or desire could be. And also what reasons the horse could have for not wanting to spend time with you at that moment. Maybe it is fulfilling its own desire right now that has nothing to do with you. Maybe something else is currently more important. It could be hungry or tired or fulfill a different need. Or it might have to do with us. Maybe we are in an energy state that is uncomfortable for them. Maybe we are angry at someone at work, but our horse notices that. When we notice the situation, we can then reflect as neutrally as possible on it because we know it is not personal. It's just a sign or message that our horse wants us to take a closer look at and to maybe take more care of ourselves. I personally had and sometimes still have the same theme and stood by my horse and called and also used pressure or rewards so that it would turn towards me. But it was also uncomfortable for me as it was so much effort and it didn't feel good. Sometimes it is also a good idea to put ourselves into the position of the horse and see how we would feel if we, as humans, would come and would try to get attention. Or we can transfer it to a human-human contact situation. How would you, for example, feel if someone would ask you to go for a swim, but you would be hungry and would absolutely not be interested in going for a swim? But this person would start begging and convincing you. We would then notice this person is not really in their full power, and their state of happiness depends on our affection and interest to do something together. And we notice that there is a void within them that they want to fill through being with us. So when you come to your horse and your horse looks or moves away from you, then allow it to happen. Check in with yourself and decide what to do. You can ask a second time, of course, or you can say, okay, if you don't want to interact today, then I do something else. That doesn't mean that we have to wait for just a second and when it doesn't answer, immediately we go away. We can just wait patiently, but not with the energy that we need it to come to us, as we have so many plans that we want to do on that day, but in the sense that we're keeping our offer for fun, interaction, or connection open. You just ask your horse, and you can even say it out loud, as this might help your horse to read your intention better. Do you want to come over? And be completely okay with any answer. You just wait for as long as it seems right for you. And when you notice something unpleasant in you comes up, like impatience, anger, or sadness, then it might be better to just walk away, take a deep breath, and try it again later. You can also bring other things to do. For example, you can do a short meditation, a body scan, or you can dance by yourself, or maybe write in your diary. With that, you give your horse space and choice to come to you and to be with you, voluntarily.